Hour, the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And Johnny Ray and I experienced something this afternoon that I think really proves that there's two classes of men, that there's them, the government people, and the rest of us. And we'll give you details on the proof on that, as though you needed more, here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE, but we're also taking your phone calls about what you want. And moments before we went to the news break there, Mark, you had asked a question on Facebook and Twitter. Most of the responses coming in on Facebook on this one. Your question, which is inaccurate and put words in my mouth, was, does Ian's belief that cops are always lying lower his credibility? Which, of course, is not my belief, as I've attempted to make clear, but you probably couldn't hear through all your shouting and red-faced anger, no, I believe that cops are likely to lie, and there's plenty of evidence that they do, so therefore I don't tend to believe what they tell me.
And in this specific instance where these police officers went into a house that apparently was on fire, that with two people that were running around naked, smashing in car windows and smashing out the windows of the house.
Allegedly while on bath salts.
While on bath salts, allegedly. That they pulled a gun, a rifle, and pointed it into the officer's belly, and then the other officer shot and killed the individual with the gun. We don't know why the other individual was killed.
He was shot. I don't know if he was killed. Was he killed? I don't recall that.
Oh, I thought that was the case. No, they're not going to have a very good story. On
one
their
of
side.
Them was killed.
Because
the
got,
other was not.
You know, they're on bath salts and naked, so their story is going to be somewhat compromised.
No doubt. So you had asked that question. We're going to get back to your phone calls, but I wanted to share some of these responses here. And then shortly thereafter gloated about how you owned me when we got off the air. Adam Moose responds. He says it would. Again, your question was, does Ian's belief that the cops are always lying, which is not my belief, but that's the question you asked, lower his credibility? Adam Moose says...
Hashtag brain jackass.
Yeah, I left that out because I didn't want to, you know, point out that you were calling me names again. I was trying to be nice to you. Adam Moose says it would if he were wrong. Ben Douglas says it raises it. Colin McCoy says Ian has credibility. Anthony Papillon says it does. Applying blanket labels to any group hurts your credibility. It's no different than when the cops say anarchists are violent or people who use drugs are dangerous. Sure, it's true for some, but not all. Same thing with Ian's belief about cops. It makes him seem a bit naive, which would be true if I had said they always lie, but I didn't say that. Trevor Willis says, nope. Alan Murdoch, Ian has as much credibility as any well-meaning, smart, literate, misguided Puritan. I've no doubt that his heart is in the right place, and I probably agree with him on 98% of things, but frankly, Mark is the grown-up, because grown-ups shout at the top of their lungs and yell with their red face and lose control. That's a real grown-up thing to do. Bob
Passion.
Neighbors. Yeah, Bob Neighbors says, it's neutral as far as I'm concerned. They all live on stolen funds and are given undue power. It's a powder keg just waiting for abuse. Some are decent at first, but the job corrupts people. Matthew LaRue says, is it a reasonable belief that a rabid dog is more likely to bite you than not?
But is it a reasonable belief that a dog is rabid?
Matt Agini says, I don't know if always lying is totally accurate, but you would be much more hard-pressed to find a cop that always tells the truth. I would say that the statement doesn't lower Ian's credibility as long as you know his style. Sam Ludlam says, shut up! Which is, of course, what you yelled at me toward the end of the last segment. I clarified that it's not my belief that they always lie. Stop putting words in my mouth. Greg Gauthier says, cops are always, always manipulating you legally through the use of specific language, and they will always, always tell a story to protect their own. So I would say Ian is pretty close to accurate. Jake Zanoni says that it seems even Ian realizes the original statement that Mark has ascribed to him is objectively untrue. Perhaps this thread has lowered Mark's credibility. Josh Napier says, how are y'all business partners yet don't seem to get along? And then John Pollock says, of course, it's clear that my credibility has been lowered. Let's go to you and your thoughts here and talk to Cole, listening in Raleigh to LRN.FM. Hey, Cole.
It's Carl, actually.
Hey, Carl. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
What I was going to ask you about tonight was with this police shooting thing. I mean, I don't yet know exactly what to believe because it seems like a new story, breaking story, and, you know, not all the evidence is in yet. So I don't necessarily agree with either you, Ian, or you, Mark, but I would say probably lean more towards you, Ian, just because it seems to me that police are put in a situation where they have to be an aggressor. You know, you think about the drug war and all these other things where they have to enforce laws against victims of crime, and they're put into a position of having to be an aggressor, and it just seems to me that that's something that would, you know, wear at a man's conscience.
I heard you.
So I can see your point that maybe they are more likely to be making things up.
Well, we know that the police, being a position of power, tends to attract those who are corrupt, that power does tend to corrupt those who are not yet corrupted. Mark would normally admit to all of these things, but in this case, he's decided to take the side of the police and not back down. So anything else you want to share tonight, Cole?
That's pretty much it, although I do think that, Mark, you don't need to shout so much. I think it does lower your credibility.
Thanks for the call, Cole. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Phil. Listening in Lansing, Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Phil, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I had something occurred to me the other day. I had heard that Ron Paul, prior to the convention, of course, was offered Secret Service coverage. But he turned it down. Good for him. But it rang the question in my mind, why do the two major party candidates, whether or not they're presidents currently, get Secret Service coverage? And does that nifty little feature extend to the minor party candidates? And if not, why not?
I don't think it does. I don't know what the qualifications are to receive the Secret Service coverage, but I don't believe that is extended to the minor party candidates. However, I know that there are some federal matching funds that frequently are offered to minor party candidates because it's not as hard to reach whatever qualifications there are to receive the matching funds. And it's been a subject of much debate, I think, over the years in the libertarian movement, for instance, as to whether or not their presidential candidate should take the matching funds. But as far as Secret Service, I honestly don't know. If somebody does, feel free to enlighten us at 855-450-FREE.
I think they have to be reach some level of credibility. Here's some things they must be eligible for. They're publicly declared candidates. They're actively campaigning nationally and are contested.
These are qualifications to have Secret Service protection?
Yes, at least 10 state primaries are pursuing the nomination of a qualified party, one whose presidential candidate received at least 10% of the popular vote in the prior election.
There you go. So that's it.
At this point,
no, none of them qualify by those rules. And where's that from? What's the source on that?
This is about uspolitics.about.com.
Got it.
So, I mean, it's somebody making this claim, but it's more than we had on this
show.
Well, what libertarian would want to take the coverage anyways?
No, I agree with you. Most of them, I would imagine, would decline that. However, not every libertarian candidate over the years has agreed with the idea of not taking the matching funds. I know that Harry Brown did not take matching funds during his campaign and pledged to not take those matching funds because he didn't feel that it was right to have taxpayers fund his campaign if they didn't consent to funding his campaign. And I know that I don't recall which libertarian candidates have supported taking that money, but I believe there are some. Maybe they never made it to the candidacy, or maybe it was someone like Bob Barr. But I'm pretty sure somebody did in the past. Phil, any other thoughts?
No, that was it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mike listening in Phoenix to LRN.FM. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I have a couple things. You know, I make T-shirts, and one of my most popular ones just has the word cops are criminals. I've never had anybody say anything bad. I always get thumbs up, and where can I get one comment.
People know the truth.
Yeah, they know the truth. And, Mark, even if there is such a thing as a good cop, they know about the bad cops. And even if, let's say somebody were to kill somebody, and they weren't directly involved with the murder, but they were there, they're still an accessory, and they're just as guilty. You know, they can be punished the same way.
Now, I don't disagree with that statement, but that wasn't really what was at issue here. What was at issue here was Ian just jumping to the conclusion that these two cops lied about this particular incident, and he had no basis in reality for it.
Well, I mean, do you guys know what the Brady list is?
It has to have some, does it have something to do with guns?
No, it has to. Every police department, every law enforcement agency has what's called the Brady List. It stems from a case, Brady.
Hold that thought, Mike. Tell us more about it in a moment. We'll hear more about the Brady List from Mike and also take your calls as well. It's about whatever's on your mind. 855-453.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on
travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your toll-free number to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on our site. They're totally free. We've got the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you can do it all free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you to get things like their webcam, go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's C-A-M, cam.freetalklive.com. You can also, if you like, interact with our chat room there. You don't have to, but it's there for you if you'd like. It's built in to the very same page, and it's all free at cam.freetalklive.com. Oh, sorry about that, Mark. Try that again.
The book, Strategic Survival. Scenario-based strategic survival by David Jones is available at strategicsurvival.com. And it'll help you understand what could happen, what might affect you and those you care about, and what to do about it. With the knowledge in strategic survival, you can, and other material that it references, because there's a lot of footnotes in it, you can take some simple actions to prepare. It tells you what to do and how you can turn your fear and worry into confidence and peace. You can find the book at strategicsurvival.com. It covers budget and schedule-friendly solutions ranging from equipment and improvisation ideas you can carry with you to more permanent infrastructure. It's strategicsurvival.com, and this goes through lots of different scenarios that might occur for that the survivalist would be concerned about. So check it out. It's at strategicsurvival.com.
It looks like a great book to bring with you anywhere. Actually, what I was thinking was into the bathroom with you.
You know, it might be good for that. And actually, there's all kinds of ways to get it. You can get it on your, you know, one of these reader things or whatever. However you want to get it.
That's great. Survival prepping. It brings to mind stories of post-apocalyptia that I've always gotten the big kick out of. Of course, the author is presenting a very serious, practical product there.
And that's the thing is he's not just talking about one particular type of survival instance. He's talking about several different things that could happen and how you can prepare for these different incidences. And I think it's very valuable in that way.
Let's continue with your calls. Mike is back with us in Phoenix. You were going to tell us about a Brady list. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, the Brady list comes from a Supreme Court case that was Brady versus Maryland or Brady versus Massachusetts, but it basically says that a defense attorney has the right to know if a police officer giving testimony against a defendant, if his morals have been compromised in the past. Now, the Phoenix Police Department, it's public record, and you can read it online, and there's 350 officers so far this, you know, as of this year are on that Brady list, and each law enforcement agency has, but basically it's a corrupt cop list. I mean, that's almost 10% of the force in Phoenix, but
there are 3,000 cops in Phoenix?
I think so.
Whew. Jeez.
You know, and this is
I'm hearing Keene, New Hampshire, where there's 40.
The amount of police has been going up. And I crime has, by the way, been going down. Now, some might claim that this is the correlation, but you know, what all one must also come to the conclusion is the police departments are used to a certain level of churn. So if they're, if they can no longer look for the bigger crimes, which are diminishing, what are they doing with all these extra police?
So just to clarify, this Brady list is only where cops are listed if they've been found absolutely to have told a lie, not just like somebody filed a complaint against them claiming they were lying.
Yeah, explanation that I've read is that any time a police officer has been caught doing something that compromises his integrity, they don't have to be convicted of anything. They just caught lying, planting evidence, things
right.
of that nature.
So that would be a much smaller list than the total number of complaints filed against officers, because I imagine there are a number of people who filed complaints against Phoenix officers, especially with the systemic corruption that inevitably comes from having somebody like Joe Arpaio at the top, who absolutely
is
a corrupt cop.
That's Maricopa County.
That is Phoenix, is it not?
Yeah, but Phoenix is a city.
Yeah, it's not the Phoenix Police Department.
Arpaio is still probably pretty close with the Phoenix. Head of the police there.
Say.
That guy's pretty
Score
powerful.
Another Mark Ching. I'm making the noise of putting one up
God,
on the,
I just need
the
a little
chalkboard
bell.
For
I just
you.
Need a little bell.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, that Arpaio is not necessarily directly in charge of the Phoenix City Police, but he is a powerful man. Is he not, Mike?
Yeah, he is. Everybody loves him, especially the senior citizens love him, because he talks about keeping them safe all the time, you know? But, you know, the saddest part about the Phoenix PD Brady list is that the head of the internal affairs is on it.
What does that tell you? And these are the kinds of people who are going to be investigating the other officers as they are alleged to have done bad things. So the only way you get on that Brady list is if the government bureaucrats themselves confirm that somebody's done something naughty. Of course, most of the time, a complaint that's filed by an individual who might believe that the police are lying or being corrupt in some way will be ignored, thrown away, or in some way rejected by those very same corrupt officers. So the Brady list, if it were more accurate, would probably be several times larger, but as it is, it's interesting that one out of 10 cops in Phoenix are on that list.
Yeah, and hey, Channel 5 News on the 19th of October, or Channel 5 during the People's Court on October 19th ran one of those banners on the bottom third of the screen proclaiming Obama 43% victory over Romney.
That's a weird thing, huh?
There's been a couple of incidences like this. There's been a couple of incidences, and they don't seem to match up necessarily with their numbers. But it kind of makes one wonder, why is it that they're proclaiming the winner already?
That's weird.
The claim is that they're testing the systems and stuff like
that. But why would they be testing it live on the air? I mean, they could have made a mistake.
Somebody pushes the audition button instead of the on-air button or something like that.
Pretty weird, though.
I printed out the page off the computer. I'm going to match the numbers up on the 6th of November and see what happens.
They're going to have to change it now, Mike.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Benjamin is listening in Northern California. Hey, Benjamin.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'd like to share my thoughts real quick on police credibility.
All right, sure.
My thoughts on the Vallejo incident.
Right, the Vallejo incident where two men were shot, one was killed, one for allegedly putting a gun in a police officer's stomach.
Correct. Now, I've only had a half dozen, maybe eight experiences with different law enforcement agencies. But in my limited experience, it would seem that police have developed a culture in which they take advantage of the fact that people believe them, and therefore make statements that favor them that aren't true.
Well, if in order for them to take advantage of people believing them, they must tell the truth sometimes.
I never said they didn't tell the truth sometimes. Please stop putting words in my mouth.
I didn't say
you did on Twitter and Facebook.
I wasn't saying that you were saying this. What I was saying,
and you did on Twitter and Facebook. Do you want to apologize for it?
No, you said that you assumed that these individuals were telling a lie because of the circumstances with no evidence whatsoever. Therefore, you're essentially
the evidence is that police have a tendency to lie. I didn't say they always lie, and I didn't say that all cops lie, but that police have a tendency to lie. And you've got Benjamin here, who's an experienced activist, who's telling you that's his similar observation.
I hear you.
Go ahead, Benjamin.
I think they definitely lean that way. And recently, I was on a road trip with my father to Minnesota.
I want you to tell the rest of the story. Hang on. We'll get to your road trip story here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. They definitely do lean that way, especially when their personal safety is on the line, especially when they've iced some high hippie who set his house on fire. Remember the cops from the DNC back in 2008, I think it was, with the We Get Up Early to Beat the Crowds t-shirts. They were wearing their corruption right on their shirts. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got news updates, listening options, the Shrine of Female Listeners. We give it all away, so enjoy. And if you would like, you can help support the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get a free bumper sticker. The instructions are there as to how to do that over at promote.freetalklive.com. Plus, download web graphics, banners, high-res graphics as well. You can get all of that over at promote.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is one of the longest-running sponsors of this radio program. They are a group that we were supporting long before they were sponsors of the show, however.
That's a true statement.
Mark, you, myself, and Johnny Ray have all moved here from the South, just by coincidence, we've all moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project for the purpose of achieving more liberty in our lifetime, to get together with others who think on a similar mindset, that is, that liberty is important, and in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. So if that's something that rings a bell with you, you should really take the time to go to freestateproject.org. Check out their 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. It's on the left-hand side of the page. You have to click one of the top options, and then it'll appear.
Would I be right in describing the Free State Project as a Galt's Gulch type deal?
I don't think a lot of people would disagree with that. I can't say for sure I know exactly what Galt's Gulch is. I mean, I've heard about it over the years, but I've never read the book Atlas Shrugged, nor seen the movies, so I can't say I have personal experience directly with the concept. But if it's something like people want to move away from the horrible, aggressive state society and do their own thing, then yeah, I think there's a lot of people that would agree with that.
Galt's Gulch was a little more Galt's Gulch was very secretive.
Quite secret, yeah.
Yeah, this is not a secret. We're doing this right out in the open, and people are...
And being successful.
Being active and being successful, and the more people that we can get here, the better off everybody's going to be. So, I was talking with an activist from the Philadelphia region recently, and he was talking about the great crew they have down there, and I was like, you know what, it'd be great if that great crew would come here to New Hampshire, as well as all the other great crews of activists from around the country, because you may have a great crew of activists where you are, but are you really accomplishing anything? are you really doing anything more than the occasional, you know, bit of outreach or meet up with drinks at the bar or the restaurant or something like that? Are you actually seeing tangible increases in the liberty of the people, not just that in your life, but around you?
I think that's the way it starts, though. I mean, I agree with you that if you want to... if liberty is the most important thing to you and you want to provide liberty to other people, that the Free State Project's the way to go about doing that. But I think that it all starts with local groups. We had one in Sarasota.
Well, yeah, we did, but we weren't doing anything that was of any significance. Nothing was being won. No one was doing any civil disobedience or any significant level of outreach above what I did on every April 15th, where I would do some outreach there, and I would do some outreach at the county fair and the gun show and the lesbian pride fest. But all the outreach was being organized by me.
That's true.
And there wasn't really any tangible benefit coming from all that
and
outreach.
I wonder if people in given areas were honest with themselves if they'd say that there was one or two activists that really were the organizers,
the star activists
in that area.
Yeah.
And if those activists, those activists are going to be tempted, because they really care if they're active, they're going to be tempted to move to the Free State Project. And if they did, what would happen to the local activism? I wasn't by any means a star activist in Sarasota, Florida. I mean, I manned your booth once, I think, and did a couple of things here and there, but picking up and moving, I certainly am far more active than I used to be.
I mean, I'm glad if somebody has a group of liberty-minded folks in their area, and if you're in a big city like Philly, there should be at least a couple dozen of you. So certainly, it's a good thing to be around community. But imagine living in a place where you have more liberty activists around than you can possibly know. We have that here in New Hampshire. I can't possibly know all the approximately 1,100 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project. That's just way too many.
I'm really optimistic about the future of the human race. Maybe that's just because I have two alternatives and I pick the one that makes me feel the best. But I'm very hopeful about the human race. I'm optimistic. I think we're going to make the right choices. But the tagline of the Free State Project says it all for me, which is liberty in our lifetime. I want it not just for future generations. I want freedom for me. I want clinical immortality for me.
Right on. Robot bodies. Let's go to Benjamin, listening in Northern California. You're one of those super activists, Benjamin, if I'm not mistaken. You're one of the two guys from Good Men Do Something. Is that right?
That would be correct.
Excellent.
I don't know that I would call a super activist, though.
Well, I would call you a super activist because you went out there, you did some outreach, you stood behind your principles when the police attempted to, when the police accosted and arrested you, and then you stood behind your principles all the way through a trial where you were found guilty for essentially not doing exactly as the police told you and turning over identification when you weren't in point of fact in any legal obligation to actually have that identification on you. But that's a whole other story. So I think anybody that puts their freedom on the line like that is a super activist. And whatever. So go ahead with your story you were going to tell us about. We didn't really get into it.
My father and I and the rest of my family, actually, we refused to fly. So when we wanted to attend my uncle's wedding, my father and I road tripped here from Northern California all the way to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We drove there, we got there, and while we were there at the wedding reception, there was a bunch of Mormon Minnesotans, as milquetoast as they come, teetotaling, very nice, jovial people. When it came up that I had been arrested and convicted for the aforementioned criminal behavior, their response wasn't, oh gosh, oh goodness, that's crazy. Their response, and I had this conversation with at least four individuals, was, well, yeah, cops are a-holes. I left that experience going, it's not just activists standing behind their principles. It's not just, college students running, who are drunk running into cops. It's not just inner city youth running into cops having these bad experiences. It's everyone.
Right. If cops treated people fairly and if cops treated people honestly and with good intentions in most cases, then they wouldn't have that image problem that apparently they now have amongst good, clean Mormons as well. It's an interesting story. And Benjamin, thanks for that. By the way, you're running for political office out there, aren't you?
Yeah, for city council.
How's it going?
I'm one of five people running for three positions.
All right.
Two of the people are incumbents. But I feel like things are going well. I got a nice sign that's been put up all around the town. It's a small town. We have about 3,000 people here. So got my signs out all around town, and people, I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. Only had one negative feedback when someone says, told me he didn't want my door hanger because, quote, he doesn't think people should be allowed to grow marijuana near school. I just laughed because, you know, I'm a teetotaler. His word allowed, I was like, I just walked away, but in my head I was like,
you are a teetotaler, meaning you don't support or use any mind-altering substances?
I've never used mind-altering substances. It was the one
exception. He's an Eagle Scout, Ian.
Well, my
I didn't know that Eagle Scouts haven't had a drink.
I've never so much as had a sip of alcohol. Never
wow.
Anything.
Were you raised that way?
He's a Mormon.
I didn't know he was a Mormon
anymore. But I was raised a Mormon, and it just made sense to me. I like my mental state, and I feel no need to alter it.
Interesting.
Yeah,
well, good. So, I'm glad to hear that, you know, somebody... You're the only person I know who has never touched any kind of mind-altering
substance. What I find amusing is that nobody for a second even imagines that it's a problem to have a convenience store that sells beer across the street from a
but someone growing marijuana. Oh, my God.
Right across the street from my high school, there was a convenience store, and that convenience store had cigarettes and alcohol.
Probably aspirin and other things like that.
And but these were specifically mind-altering and... addictive substance.
Take too much aspirin, you'll die. Hey, Benjamin, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, no, go, that's fine.
No, I mean, real quick.
Oh, I was just going to say, it blows people's mind when I tell them I'm for drug legalization and I'm a...
That's a great position to take, absolutely, and I thank you for the call.
I had Little Pig's Barbecue across from my high school.
855.
Mind altering.
453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control, bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tattler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we will share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you in studio. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we'll continue here with your calls. Also, want to invite you to our website where you can actually contribute in various different ways to the program. You can contribute financially if you'd like via the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's the primary key method for Free Talk Live getting on more radio stations across the country, is being able to effectively market the show to them by, for instance, using advertisements and radio publications, also doing physical appearances at radio conventions that we do a couple times a year. And so these are a couple of different ways. And another one is, like, for instance, if a station needs some satellite hardware to receive the show that they don't already have. Most stations already have it, but every now and then a station will not have it, and it'll be what they need to get us on. We'll give it to them. So that stuff costs money, and the Free Talk Live AMP program can help cover those costs. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website through authorize.net over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to James, listening in Kentucky. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Yes, I just wanted to talk about the Admiralty Maritime Law. Do y'all know
is this
about
Jamie
it?
Told you so?
Yes, it is.
Hey, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
Can you take it off the speakerphone and talk to us on the handset?
Well, okay.
That'd be nice. I'd appreciate it.
It sounds better.
It sounds better. Our listeners will better be able to appreciate what you have to say.
Now, you're a long-time listener of Free Talk Live, Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been a long time.
We haven't heard it from you. Yeah, how long has it been since you called in? It's been like a year, probably.
I've been learning the laws and stuff. And
have you?
Do y'all know about the maritime law?
I've heard a few things about it. What are you going to tell me about it? Go ahead.
Well, when you go in the court, there's this fringe flag on the side there. That means it's a foreign court.
A foreign court, right?
Yes,
right.
It is.
It's an American flag with a fringe on it,
but a yellow fringe on the side.
Okay.
Gold fringe.
Yep.
Do the judges know this?
Yeah, they do.
Do the bailiffs in the court know this?
They're all Masons, too.
I see.
They're all part of the secret society.
Now, what do you do with this knowledge?
What do I do with this knowledge?
Yep.
Get it out to people. Power is knowledge.
But
knowledge is power.
Once I have the power of this knowledge, what exactly do I do with it?
Well, like if you ever get in a court, you have to go to court or something, just to tell them you know what's going on and stuff. And
is there some kind of special hand symbol?
And if they think you're crazy or something,
they will.
Just
Have you ever heard of the
What do you say to him? He say, "Now look at here, Judge. You got that yellow fringe on that there flag."
Saying, but I'm not. It's not. It's for real.
But you've never actually tried it, right?
Well, yeah, actually, I've actually tried it, yeah.
Yeah? What happened? What was the circumstance?
Well, he kept on arguing with me and stuff, so...
Whoa. What was the circumstance? What were you in there for?
What,
What were you in there for in the first
speeding
place?
Ticket.
Okay.
And he was arguing with me.
Was this the arraignment?
No.
No? Was this a trial?
It was like a hearing, like...
Okay, so you don't know what an arraignment is?
No. All I know is I was there, and he told me he called me up.
And what'd you say to him?
I told him, you know, what I told I didn't tell him about the, I knew all this crap I know about.
Now, wait, you didn't tell him that, or you did tell him?
I didn't tell him about it, but he, but I was fixing to, because he was kind of peeing me off. He knows all about it, but he got, when I
what
started
you, you know he knows about it. You didn't say anything to him.
Common law jurisdiction. You ever heard of that?
Yep. No. You're moving along too fast here.
I've got to know how you know that the judge knew all about the fringe
but
thing.
But you didn't bring it up.
Maritime law and that's a foreign flag.
Okay.
That's a question, Jamie. How did he know about? He just dropped off the line, Jamie. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, God.
Too many questions. Look, you know, there's a lot of theories out there about the courts. And
Jamie used to call in and say, "Now, I'm going to make a prediction." And you could look back on this and you could say, "See, Jamie told you so."
Yeah.
That's how he got the name, Jamie told you so.
That's wonderful. Ian, I do have some words, some practical magic words that have worked for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to hear about
it? Yeah, I would.
Well, this worked for me on two occasions, this strategy. It was in the state of New Hampshire, the rules of the district court of the state of New Hampshire require that the prosecutor shall provide for the defendant a list of the witnesses it intends to introduce at trial.
That's true. Within, 2 weeks of the trial, I believe?
That's right. Within 14 days of the trial. On one occasion, I had a judge dismiss the trial. The prosecutor.
This was Burke, right?
Yep. Prosecutor Eli Rivera could not go forward because he could not show that he had made any effort to provide a list of the witnesses for me.
How long ago was this?
2 years ago.
Wow, I'm surprised they stuck you with that prosecutor.
Two and a half, three.
The guy you're talking about is a police officer that they have handle, you know, most of their tickets, and they try to cut plea deals with people. Usually, if they know it's a Free State Project participant, they'll send you over to the real prosecutor, the real attorney.
I don't think that they knew anything about me then.
No, you snuck below the radar. Nice job.
And since then, I had a trial in
Henniker.
So
you motioned to dismiss.
No.
No,
I objected when the witness was called to the stand.
Oh.
I allowed him to be sworn in, which attaches jeopardy to the case, so that if it's dismissed, you can't be retried.
Damn. So had you objected previously, then you would not have, the case would not have had jeopardy?
He could have held off on adjourned for a month, given him his piece of paper, and then called it back up.
Smart.
Right. Right. I got it from a lawyer, a Free State Project participant from the Midwest. I'm not going to say his name.
Yep, I know that guy. Nice guy.
And I used the same strategy much more recently in Henniker.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, I took a plea deal on that occasion, but I had my plea deal. I was given an original plea deal, and the prosecutor was wondering why I wasn't taking it. And like an idiot... Maybe, maybe not. I told him exactly what I had in mind. So he said, "Hold on a minute." He went back and he dropped two or three more charges from it, or reduced it another couple of steps. So I went from paying a total of about $700. He gave me a plea deal, probably around $350. And when I told him that he didn't have a list of witnesses provided for me, or I suggested that I didn't think he did, and I was going to object to any witnesses he brought, he reduced it to $100.
But you're saying you think that was a mistake, telling him that in advance? Like, you should have waited till trial and pulled the same trick with the right when he calls a witness sort of thing?
I think that I scored some points with him. Mm-hmm. They were having a new judge was coming into that courthouse I think on that very day, he didn't seem to know any of the lawyers, and I felt like I was saving the prosecutor from making himself look like an ass.
I see what you're saying.
In front of the new judge.
But you still got to pay $100.
Still had to pay $100. The police chief was, he was very unhappy. He was very unhappy with the outcome of that. Seemed to me.
Well, you know, that's the legal system. Nobody's happy.
Well, yep. At the very least, I denied them. They did not cover their costs on me, and that's my goal.
In your case, you were working within their system, using their own rules against them, and you did a good job of it. In Jamie Togiuso's case, he's talking about a conspiracy theory that has no real-life evidence to support what it is that he's talking about, this idea that, oh, it's a maritime court, and you can tell because it's got a gold fringe on the flag, and all you have to do is not cross the bar, otherwise you're getting on their ship, and we're all ships. Because we're all registered with the association of whatever.
You got a birth certificate after all,
it's a birth,
don't you?
Because you're a ship. And there's like all kinds of crazy conspiracy. So the answer is yes. I've heard about the maritime thing before, and no, there's no evidence to prove that any of it will do anything to save your butt from whatever criminal charges there or traffic citations that they're.
I'm open to whatever information there is out there.
I'm not closed to it. I just need to see the evidence.
Yeah, I'd like to see the video.
I want to see Jamie Togiuso on video going into court in Kentucky with this theory and having it apply successfully. And I've yet to see any sort of video like that. There's one video of a guy in Canada who's using some Freeman techniques in court, and he seems to have success. He does manage to get the judge to leave the bench, but from what I understand, the follow-up of that story is that they did continue coming after him after that particular date, and of course that has not been documented in as good of a manner as the actual in-court video had been. So really what you need to see is a full-on following of a case from beginning to end with someone using one of these tactics, and if they actually do get a case thrown out, then they'd have an arguable point. They'd have a real persuasive case. But as of right now, I've yet to see it. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Got vampires? Zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone sub-sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blooded body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.